Zog der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, es gsub es perik ches, Mishnah Dalid. So remember Mishnah Gimel. We said the husband has a schus to eat the pay rice with nechasim that came to his wife. According to the Chachamim, there is a chilek between peiros that were detached and peiros that are connected. Peiros that are connected to the karka during the time that she yarshened it, even though it did not grow in the reshus of the husband, belong to the husband. Only peiros that were detached at the time that she yarshened it, do we say are hers? And therefore the husband buys karka with it. The karka remains intact for her, and he eats the peiros. Kumtra b'shimmer, b'shimmer tells us as follows. Rabbi Shimon says, Mokim sheyufa koicha b'knisasa, where we see that things work in the favor of the husband, where his koyach is strong. When he marries her, hura koyachai b'yitziyasa, just the opposite, his koyach is weak when he gives her a get. We'll soon explain. On the other side of the coin, mekayim shehura koyachai b'knisasa, in a case where his koyachais, where his rights, so to speak, are not so strong, are weak, b'knisasa, when he takes her in, so he has a stronger kayach. Things do work more in his favor when he sends her out. Now the Mishnah explains. Let's look at peiros hamechubarin lekarka. Fruits that are still connected to the ground. B'knisasa shaloi. That's what the Chachamim said. If when she yashened it, the fruits were connected to the field, it belongs to him. But here's where Rav Shimon would differ from the Chachamim. U'b'yitziyasa shaloi. Fruits attached to the ground. During the get, the Chum don't even talk about that. But Rav Shimon says, that belongs to her. U'b'yitziyasa shallah. Maybe the Chacham would also hold that way. No. Because the Batanur explains the Chachamim say, whatever grows under his jurisdiction, so to speak, and his reshus belongs to him. And it grew under him. So basically, according to the Chachamim, the peiros are almost always his. According to Rav Shimon, they're his in regard to peiros that are connected to the field coming in. But not his in regard to peiros that are connected to the field going out. What she gets to get, it goes to her. Now the other side of the coin. Vatlushin mina karka. Peiros that are detached from the ground. Biknisasa, when she comes into the marriage. Shalah, that's hers. That we learned clearly in the previous mission. But u'b'yitziyasa, fruits that were already picked from the land, during the time of the get, shaloi, that belongs to him. So once again, Zakta B'Shemin, where the husband's kayach is strong when she comes in. And that's that payrus that are still connected to the ground are his. According to Reb Shimon, they're shvach. His kaiches are weaker when they leave. Because fruit still attached to the ground when she leaves belongs to her, says Reb Shimon. We said the Chacham would disagree on that part. But back to Reb Shimon, fruits that were already disconnected when she came in, which belongs to her. So here is, the husband's kayach is weak, but on the way out, they belong to him, so her kayach is stronger.